Good day with the latest news on KWIN. I'm Mike Powers. Cigna has removed Common Spirit Health, formerly known as CHI Memorial, from its commercial insurance networks in Tennessee and Georgia. Common Spirit officials say discussions with Cigna are ongoing in hopes of reaching an agreement that would restore in-network access as quickly as possible. Hospital leaders acknowledge the change may cause concern for patients and are urging those affected to review their insurance coverage and visit commonspirit.org/insurance for the most up-to-date information. Despite the change, Common Spirit Health says it remains committed to providing high-quality, compassionate care and serving the health needs of the community. A large number of North Georgia and Tennessee residents carry Cigna Insurance, and CHI Memorial, now Common Spirit Health, operates a local health clinic in the city of Trenton. An Alabama Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow cities like Stevenson and counties like Jackson and DeKalb to remove members of local library boards. The Senate County and Municipal Government Committee passed Senate Bill 26 on a 6-1 vote. The bill, sponsored by Senator Chris Elliott of Josephine, Alabama, would allow a government body to remove a library board member with a 2/3 vote. Supporters say the bill creates accountability between appointed boards and the public. Opponents argue it would allow politicians to interfere in library decisions, especially amid ongoing disputes over book content. Library advocacy groups say the measure could undermine the independence of local libraries. An amendment removing a reporting requirement to state leaders was approved before the vote. The bill now moves on to the Alabama Senate for consideration. A routine traffic stop in Mentone on Lookout Mountain has led to the arrest of a man accused in a multi-state diesel fuel theft operation. DeKalb County deputies stopped a U-Haul van around 2:20 Monday morning on Highway 117 near East River Road. The driver, 42-year-old Michael Alvarez of Los Angeles, was found hauling about 600 gallons of diesel fuel without proper documentation or a commercial driver's license. Deputies also discovered electrical switches, wiring, and remote devices believed to be used to hijack diesel pumps at truck stops. Investigators say Alvarez was part of a coast-to-coast fuel theft scheme traveling from New Jersey down the East Coast. He's charged with felony unlawful fuel transport, receiving stolen property, and possession of burglary tools. Federal agencies are now involved, and more charges may follow. Well, it looks like NASCAR may finally get underway for the season later this afternoon. Events at Bowman Gray were postponed until today due to a historic winter weather event in Winston-Salem. Coverage of the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on KWIN. You'll be able to hear all the live action right here. And that is your local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and the aforementioned NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, Classic Hits, KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.